You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to our first minisode of season 15. Ever since introducing minisodes to the show a season ago, these have become some of my favourite episodes to do. And as we say at the start of this show, the paranormal does not work to a timescale. Now, many may ask, I thought you put the shorter stories on Dark Bites for Patreons. And I do. But I also keep some aside for these minisodes. And there will never be duplication on either side. So if you're a Patreon, you won't have heard this experience on Dark Bites, but you will hear it before everyone else. I just wanted to address that because, as I expected kind of during the season break, a few new Patreons were a bit concerned that all we'd done for the minisodes was take some of the Dark Bite experiences and regurgitate them for this show. But we don't like to do that. Everything we like to put out, we like it to be new content. We want them to be new experiences that nobody has heard, be that listener a Patreon or not. And today's experience for this minisode comes to us from Vanessa. And Vanessa writes, "Good evening. I recently stumbled across your podcast and I found myself relating to some of the stories that you've shared. And so, I've decided to share mine too. My name is Vanessa. I'm now in my late 20s, and the story I'm going to share with you occurred between the ages of 14 and 20. Growing up, my family were close-knitted. We shared most of our days around the dining table, and all subjects were talked about, even the paranormal ones. I have the best memories in my childhood home. My sister and I are close in age, and we grew up on a cul-de-sac with a park across the street. Needless to say, growing up in the 90s meant we had our fair share of grass-stained t-shirts, and we'd play outside until our mother flashed the lights to signal that it was time for us to come back home. Fast forward to my early teenage years, and my sister and I drifted slightly apart from our lack of similar interests. The one thing that kept us close, however, was the sudden appearance of paranormal activity in our once quiet home. Without knowing, we were all, my parents included, experiencing different things at the same time. But before going into the details of the uneven seesaw of our paranormal activities, like most of your other listeners, it started with slow and small, yet noticeable, changes. Besides the little misplaced objects, or feeling the need to double-check every movement from the corner of your eye, some bigger things were about to happen. Anyone who's experienced any amount of paranormal activity knows that creepy feeling of being watched, being followed. Well, it wasn't any different for us. We would even experience sudden, unfamiliar smells. My childhood home is a two-story split house, with an opened living area and the bedrooms and the bathroom at the end of the hall. Our basement, on the other hand, had this lingering, gloomy energy. Everything about it felt off. It was as if you could expect someone or something to turn the corner at any second. My mother and I were both very allergic to cats. Therefore, we never owned one, nor have we ever taken in a cat, say, to look after for a close relative. Yet, we could distinctly recall the smell of ammonia. A very strong smell of cat litter in the basement. We were convinced to be the only ones that had noticed it. A friend of mine came over for a play date, and my mother and I gave her a house tour, ending in the basement. And she asks us, "Where's your cat?" Thing is, at this point, none of us knew we were all experiencing things individually. This small off-the-cuff comment of hers felt like a big validation that things were in fact happening in our house. I was about 14 at this time. My sister was 16, and she recently moved to the bedroom in the basement. And I took over her old room that was slightly bigger than the one I had. When the paranormal events began to happen, I brushed them off, thinking it must be because I was sleeping in a new room and I just hadn't gotten used to it yet. My room felt occupied, like I was never really alone. I couldn't for the life of me fall asleep without having my mind occupied in some way. So I would sleep with my headphones on to block out the feeling of being watched. It became routine. I had to make sure that I was the first one in my family to go to bed. It felt reassuring knowing that my parents were still up and nearby. One night, I'd fallen asleep pretty quickly. Our family dog was asleep in bed with me, when we were both awakened to what sounded like, and felt like, someone heavy breathing at the foot of my bed. I didn't move. I couldn't move. My dog was now at the edge of my bed, quiet, analyzing. Every night after this event, I made the rounds of the house, making sure all the doors were locked and needing the urge of feeling safe in my own home. In the room next to mine, my mother was constantly having nightmares, and she would talk in her sleep. One night, I was shifting in and out of sleep around 10 p.m. and I was awoken by the laughter of my father and my sister coming from the hallway. So I got out of bed to see what was happening. And they were laughing at my mum, talking in her sleep, clearly frightened by yet another nightmare. But this time, she was talking in a language none of us knew or even recognized. However, since the three of us had witnessed that odd dialect, that opened the door for a safe place for us to share our individual experiences that had been happening. We very quickly realized that all of our stories combined validated that something was in fact occupying our house. My sister, too, was having trouble adapting to her new bedroom in the basement. She told us the frequent nightmares she would have since occupying that room. Not only were they frequent, but she described them as identical, like a broken record on repeat. On night one, and every following night after that, she would have a recurring nightmare of an entity jolting her in her bedroom and wanting to harm her. She would wake up sweating, her heart pounding. She was convinced a dark figure was rushing to her, trying to strangle her. The door to her bedroom slammed open. Then a dark black figure would appear on top of her and again begin strangling her. She'd wake, go about her day, and the dream would repeat the following night, night after night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The thing is, most of the non-dream paranormal events weren't happening every day, and so the emergency of this didn't settle completely. One evening after school, we were having dinner and cheering about our day, when our front door suddenly opened. We thought this must be my sister's boyfriend joining us for dinner. So my mother called out to him, "Come in! Come in!" expecting at the very least a hello in return. But it was dead quiet. Nobody was there. The four of us looked at each other, this being the first paranormal activity we'd all witnessed together. It was as if this entity was confirming his presence, walking in uninvited. My parents were going through a rough patch too, and the tensions in the house were high and noticeable. It was as if we were feeding this bad entity in our house. My father was the most skeptical one out of all of us. We soon found out that he was the one experiencing the most paranormal activities, though. His work schedule rotated from day shifts to night shifts, meaning he was usually awake when the rest of us weren't. Working on night shifts, he would sleep in a different room than my mother, my old room. As we were beginning our day, he would be getting ready to go to bed. But he noticed a reflection on the ceiling right above his bed. Something almost glittering. So he stood on the bed, reaching up to feel it. It felt damp, humid, almost like the dew on grass in the morning. He took note of that and decided he would check it out later that day. When the time came to go into the attic to have a look at this, he took out his ladder and gently pushed out the attic trapdoor. He noticed how it felt slightly heavier than usual, but didn't make a case out of it. Now, in the attic, he reached for his flashlight, and he was trying to see if the rock wall used for isolation was damaged or maybe slightly crooked. Maybe that could explain the condensation or something. But it turned out everything was in place. Nothing felt wet, not even damp. Making his way back down the ladder, he felt the crippling feeling of being watched and a sudden need to hurry, wanting out of there like someone was chasing him. As he was about to try and replace the trapdoor for the attic, he noticed something sitting in the middle of the attic trapdoor. It was a bag his grandmother had knitted for his hockey card collection. You should be aware that this bag had been stored within a box with all his other childhood things, deep in the attic. He wondered why or how it could be placed right in the middle of the attic trapdoor. He took it as a sign that maybe his grandmother was paying him a visit. He shared the story with us the next day, and we all enjoyed the idea of it being my great-grandmother and not some evil entity. My mother consulted with a psychic or a medium of some sort, and she told my mother that something was indeed in our house. But it was far from a sweet spirit of a great-grandmother. She shared with my mum some advice on how to cleanse the house. And so my mother did. Somehow things got better. Or maybe we stopped paying attention to them. That's until a couple of days or weeks later. My dad finished a night shift and was watching TV before bed. This happened in January, and being from Canada, we get a lot of snow. Suddenly, the motion light from our driveway came on, and my father saw someone with a black hoodie crippling their way up our driveway and heading to our front door. Now, at first, he just assumed it was my sister's boyfriend, until it hit him just how early it was, and that everyone else was asleep. Who would be showing up at this time of night? He crept to the window, only to find that there were no footsteps in the snow. Fast forward a few years later, and my sister moved out of the house, and I decided to take that bedroom in the basement. Well, it didn't take long for the nightmares to arrive. Although my nightmares were not as frequent as my sister's, they were so vivid. I can easily describe every detail and the dreadful fear I felt. I, too, dreamt of an entity trying to harm me. I was being pulled out of bed, grabbing onto my doorframe, pleading and begging for my mum. I eventually met my boyfriend in our early 20s, and he would often come and sleep over. His presence did make me feel safe, and therefore the nightmares didn't happen as often. But this one night, I dreamt of a young girl around the age of 10 standing in my doorway, staring at me. Now, I didn't feel scared. It was as if I knew her. She suddenly vanished, and I could feel a very dark presence taking over. I couldn't see it, but I felt as if it wanted to overpower the little girl by scaring her off. I told my mum about this nightmare, and I vividly described to her the child I'd seen. I told her she wore a yellow dress with puffy shoulder pads and blue and red flowers printed on the dress. As I'm describing this young girl, my mother went really quiet. So quiet, I felt the blood drain from her body. So I obviously asked her what was wrong, and she told me that when I was a kid, I would always talk about a little girl in a yellow dress. Now, I have no recollection of this, but I still didn't feel scared by her presence. That was the last paranormal activity that I had before moving out. My parents eventually got divorced, and my father kept the house. To this day, whenever I visit my parents, I get the eerie feeling of being watched in the basement of my childhood home. My father says he occasionally finds objects misplaced, or the kitchen cabinets opened, but nothing like we once experienced. His current girlfriend, on the other hand, claims she sometimes hears whispers, like a radio on very low volume, often when she's home alone. Vanessa. Thank you so much, Vanessa, for giving us our first minisode of season 15. And the thing I love about these shorter experiences is that they give us great jump-off points. We can go about our day and our minds will conjure up reasons as to why that all may have taken place. Was it the tension in the house? Was it the fact it was two young girls? Cliché, I know. Maybe it was a past resident. Or maybe it was something much, much darker. Either way, Vanessa, thank you so much for providing your experience for this minisode. I'll speak to you all again on Friday for episode 3 of season 15, when we hear from a past experiencer from one of our most popular episodes. But until then, stay safe, take care, and I'll speak to you on Friday.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.